down here.
I'll do roll.
Doug will do roll.
Jack of all trades.
Please announce your presence.
Sharon Capri.
Here.
Jason Dale.
Here.
Alan Edwards is excused. Robert Vicker is excused. Jeffrey Musil is excused. Chris Wright.
Here.
Jenna Morris.
Here.
Colin Bullock.
Here.
Very well, thank you. So do we want to do new commissioner at the end of things or at the beginning of things?
You can do it at the beginning.
Okay. Well, we have a new commissioner amongst us, and it is traditional. We have a little swearing-in ceremony.
Gordon, I can't do that because Sue's not here.
Because Sue's not here. And so, well, I can swear lots, but that's not the point. So what we'll do is we'll just have herself introduce herself to all of us. So, Jenna, would you please just let us know what you're all about and where you're from and everything like that?
Yeah, my name's Jenna, and I am a resident of Newberry as of 2 years ago. I came my way to Eugene, where I went to school for environmental science, and then I'm originally from Philadelphia. So.
Oh, wow.
Far away from home.
A lot of different towns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of different here. So, yeah.
Welcome. Environmental science.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be good for the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder to everyone, when you speak into a mic.
Okay.
That way we can get it recorded. Otherwise, the system doesn't record very well. It's a loner.
Thank you. So, welcome aboard, and we look forward to your input and to show you how things are done. Even under these difficult times when we don't have any technical things working, things are usually better. Okay, so we're moving on to the consent calendar for the January meeting minutes. Do I have any motions before me regarding that?
Motions to approve the minutes?
I have a motion. Do I have a second to approve the meeting minutes from January?
I second that.
I have a motion and I have a second. We'll have a voice vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. The consent calendar from January Planning Commission meeting is approved. And from there, we'll move on to a quasi-judicial public hearing regarding PUD 19-0002, the Riverlands Planned Unit Development. And because of that, we have to read a
Colin will read it. He has it.
For legislative, for a
he's got the quasi-judicial one.
Okay, you got the quasi-judicial public hearing. And we'll turn it over to our student commissioner who handles that.
Thank you. ORS 197.763 requires certain statements to be made at the commencement of a public hearing. The applicable city and state zoning criteria must be listed. This means that we must advise you of the standards that must be satisfied by the applicant prior to our approval of an application. The planning staff will list the applicable criteria during his or her presentation to the staff. Persons wishing to participate in this hearing must direct their testimony or the evidence toward the criteria stated by the planner or other specific city or state criteria which you believe apply. You must tell us why the testimony or evidence relates to the criteria. Any issue which might be raised in an appeal of this case to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, must be raised in person or by letter at the local level prior to the city approving or denying the application. The law states that the issue must be raised in enough detail to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond. This part of the law is also known as the, quote, raise it or waive it, end quote, requirement. If you do not bring it up now, you can't bring it up at LUBA. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues related to the proposed conditions of approval in enough detail to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Prior to the conclusion of the initial evidentiary hearing of an application, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony regarding the application. The Planning Commission will grant such requests through a continuance or extension of the record.
Thank you. Can you? Okay. Now, at this time, we'd like to call for abstentions, bias, ex parte contact, and objections to jurisdiction. And for our new member, that means if you have any dealings with the applicant, that sort of thing, I think you're probably familiar with that.
I briefed her earlier
you
this
briefed
week.
Briefed her earlier. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on to the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on this particular hearing, we have a request to continue the hearing
okay.
From the applicant, who's here this evening. to continue the hearing to March 12th, and they've also granted an additional 60 days on to the 120-day rule.
Okay.
So the applicant is here, if she would like to make any comments. If not, then what we would need is a motion to continue to March 12th, 7 p.m., Public Safety Building.
Very well. So in light of that, and by law and rule, I believe, we are required to continue the meeting if the applicant requests it, and since we're nice people, we'll also extend the limit like I mentioned. So do we have a motion in front of us to continue to March 12th?
Does the applicant have anything to say about the continuance?
Only that I almost feel guilty because I'm your only attendee. So no.
Okay. So do I have a motion to continue?
A motion to continue holding Planning Commissioner Bray.
PUD 19-0002.
PUD 19-0002, holdover till March 12th, Public Safety Building at 7 p.m. 2020.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second for that motion, please?
I second that.
I have a motion. I have a second from Ms. Morris. Thank you very much. So we will get a roll call vote for this. Mr. Rux, please.
Commissioner Capri.
Yes.
Chair Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes.
Commissioner Morris?
Yes.
Very well. Motion to continue. PUD 19-0002, Riverlands Plan Unit Development is continued until the March 12th meeting of the Planning Commission. We will see you in a month.
Have a great night, guys.
You too. Yeah, you're out. Moving on, we have a legislative public hearing regarding a municipal code amendment about accessible dwelling unit parking requirements. And we will move on to staff for that.
Hold on, I'm getting there. Gotta find the right page. Okay, begin by entering the entire staff report into the record. So the Oregon Legislature, and through House Bill 2001 in 2019, modified regulations regarding parking for accessory dwelling units. So when we addressed the issue of accessory dwelling units, went through the Planning Commission, the Affordable Housing Commission, and then on to the City Council, we were requiring one off-street parking space. So with the new law, the requirement to not require a space went into effect on January 1st of 2020. To follow state law, we've been following it and implementing it, so as applications have come in, we're not requiring the off-street parking space. As you'll note in your packet, it's a pretty straightforward proposal. It's striking some language under 15445.260 related to parking. And we did put in some new language that the primary residence shall provide parking per NMC 15440.030, and the accessory dwelling unit does not require on-site parking.
Okay. Thank you. If there's nothing more from staff, we can open the record for public testimony. However, since there is no one here, I will open it and then proceed to close it. And after that, we'll move on to final comments from staff.
Well, staff's recommendation will be to Planning Commission adopt Resolution 2020-353, which recommends that the City Council adopt the requested amendment.
Very well, thank you very much. So, we've all had a chance to read this up in the lead up to this meeting. What do we think about this? Do we have anything to add to the staff report or any other comments regarding this matter? It's a good idea. Okay. Any other comments or questions or concerns? Very well. How about a motion? Do we have any motions regarding this? I've been hearing motions from this side. I think there's a motion from this side this time. 2019-3629. I'm sorry, it's 2020-353.
Okay.
2020-353. Okay. So I have a motion to adopt Planning Commission Resolution 2020-353. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and I have a second. Can I get a roll call vote, please, Mr. Ellis? Director Ellis.
Commissioner Capri?
Yes.
Chair Dale?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes.
Commissioner Morris?
Yes.
Very well. Planning Commission Resolution 2020-353 passes.
We cannot talk about the case that's been continued.
It's just a double entry.
We can discuss all that at the relevant meeting.
Okay.
Well, since we had a continuous, that makes things pretty darn quick. So we'll move on to items for staff.
We have one more hearing.
Yeah, one more hearing. You do. Oh, Development Code Residential Use Restriction. Excuse me, I thought that was under one heading. Okay.
Are you ready for the staff report then?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll move on to the staff report.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to present a couple of code amendments. It's to some footnotes that deal with zoning use table. Specifically addresses residential use restrictions and commercial use requirements on East and West 2nd Street, and that's within the C3 zoning district. The C3 zoning district is our downtown zoning district. I'd like to enter in my staff report, attachments, and all exhibits, along with an email that I received from Molly Olson, who's the executive director for the Newburgh Downtown Coalition. It expresses support for these amendments. Okay. So within your packet, there's a staff report. I reference pages 2, 3, 13, 20, 29, 49, and 54 from the Newburgh Downtown Improvement Plan. This is the guiding document for development in the downtown area. The proposed amendments would allow residential use on the first floor of buildings along East and West 2nd Street within the C3 zoning district. This would specifically affect single-family detached and single-family attached, duplex, multifamily, and mixed-use developments. On February 4th, 2019, the City Council passed Resolution 2019-3531, initiating our work on these code amendments. On December 12th, we had a Planning Commission workshop. I'm sure many of you might remember some of that. So the specific location is along East and West 2nd Street. It extends to South Grant Street and South River Street. The First Amendment would deal with footnote number 5. There's a slight difference between what's in your report and what I was planning on presenting here today, but it basically keeps the word street and just strikes or second, because we still want to refer to Hancock Street, and I believe your report actually struck street, so we'll keep that. So it would read, the dwelling units must front on Hancock Street. This still keeps the emphasis of commercial use on Hancock Street, which is one of our main roads, main commercial corridors. What this does is provide a developer with a little bit more flexibility in terms of what they propose along 2nd Street. The Second Amendment would be to footnote 8, and this is section 15305.020 as well. We would be adding text to this one where it would read, except on East-West 2nd Street where dwelling units are permitted to occupy the first floor of a building. Once again, this would still keep the commercial focus along Hancock and all within the C3 zoning district. So on July 24th, 2019, I met with Mike Ragsdale. He was the former executive director of the Newburgh Downtown Coalition. I presented this amendment along with some other ones. And on February 4th, 2020, I met with the new executive director, Molly Olson. And again, she provided a letter in support of these amendments. So in terms of statewide planning goals, there are 19 statewide planning goals we had to review. 9 of those 19 planning goals are met, including 1, 2, 6, and 8 through 13. And then 6 of the 19 planning goals are not applicable. That would be 3 through 5, 7, 14, and 15. And the goals 16 and 19 of the statewide planning goals deal with coastal areas. So these do not apply to Newburgh. And then in our municipal code, section 15.100, land use processes and procedures, this is a legislative hearing. It requires the planning commission to conduct a public hearing, gather public comment, deliberate, and then that recommendation will be passed on to the city council, and the city council will make the final decision on this. And then we also have goals in the Newburgh Comprehensive Plan. There are 14. 10 of the goals are met. That would include A, B, E, and H through N. And then 4 goals are not applicable, including C, D, F, and G. And I'll hold off on my recommendation and let you guys discuss things and go for it.
Very well. Thank you. Once again, we'll open the public testimony, and seeing that there's nobody here, we'll close the public testimony, and then we'll move on to we'll move on to the deliberation, and then we can go back to staff. Okay, so what do we have to say about this? Anything? Any comments?
As far as I know, we already did the workshop on it. And we all pretty much agreed that the terminology was good.
I would note, so this is Doug Rocks, would note that when we talked about this before, we were talking about modifying footnote 5 only. Mm-hmm. And as we were reviewing additional language, we picked up that we also needed to make the change to footnote number 8. So that was not discussed at your work session.
Okay.
So do we have any issues with the additional amendment to 8? Well, I think it's just fun myself as far as making it all make sense. So, seeing no objections to this, I think we'll move on to a final recommendation from Mr. Leonard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I would recommend to move to adopt Planning Commission Resolution 2020-354, which recommends that the City Council adopt the requested amendments to the Newburgh Municipal Code, Section 15.305.020, footnotes 5 and 8.
Very well, thank you. Do I have a motion to that effect?
I motion that we accept the resolution number 2020-354 with footnotes 5 and 8.
Very well, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second on the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Move on to a roll call vote, please. Director Rux.
Commissioner Capri?
Yes.
Chair Dale?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes.
Commissioner Morris?
Yes.
Very well. Resolution 2020-354 passes. the two we have for the legislative, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What about number 2019-3531 later in the packet? Could you hear it? Resolution 2019-3531 later in the packet?
Yeah, that was, should have been 2020, so that was a typo. I brought the corrected version.
Thank you.
Did you print it on archival paper?
No, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Okay, so we'll move on to items from staff. And assuming that's it.
Okay, so in your packet, we have our city recorder sent out to you your statement of economic interest letter, so that is coming up. Opens, I believe, March 15th, runs through April 15th. As we've indicated in the past, we cannot help you fill out the forms. We can help you with technology to fill out the forms, but it's your information. You have to fill that information out. Every year we remind the commission members that if you do not fill out your forms, the Oregon Government Ethics Commission will be contacting you, and they actually can fine you for not filing your statement of economic interest. So our city recorder will continue to remind planning commission members, historic commission members, and city council about filling out those forms. And our newest commissioner, we just talked about that the other day as well. As a reminder, is our new city manager arrives and starts on February 24th. So at 6 p.m., there will be a meet and greet session. There'll be a swearing in of the city manager and then a meet and greet. So that'll be here in this room. So you're all invited to attend.
What day is that?
That is on a Monday.
What time?
6 p.m. We have a land use application that's being processed from Yamhill County. So it's for a partition of a parcel of property that is in our urban reserve area. So the protocols are is that they have to submit the same application they give to Yamhill County, they have to give it to the city per our intergovernmental agreement, and I will be taking that to the city council on March 2nd. That's a process that does not come through you, but I just wanted to make you aware of that one extra application. We get maybe one or two of those a year, but not very frequent. That's all.
Okay. Moving on to items from commissioners. Anybody have anything? Okay. We'll just close off as an item from the chair to our new commissioner. Welcome again. And we will adjourn for evening of February 13th, 2020.
Good job.
Thank you all for coming.
Can we all take that one?
No. 9:30, yeah.
This
usually
is
not adding
anything. Yeah, the long ones are 11 o'clock.
But I hate it. Dang, it's
happening. No. Not about that.
No.
He needed printing cookies.
Nope, I didn't. I didn't have time to go shopping.